This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. USF Global Sustainability graduate student Karina Becerra has come up with an unusual business idea: marketing goods made by indigenous tribes from all over the world. Now, at first, she took things like bags and clothes made by tribes in countries like Colombia and Panama and sold them at specialty shows. Now she's transitioning to the internet by creating the company Fly Tribes.
What I want to do is link up the indigenous artisan directly with the consumer. I'm not going to handle inventory. I really just want to make sure that they have the means and the technology to knit their stuff, take a picture, put it online, and when they sell it, they mail it directly to the customer.
Becerra already has 10 tribes she works with, but with around 5,000 tribes scattered around the world, she knows her work is cut out for her.
I really need to build my team. This is really heavy on engineering. I know it looks really like artisan and handcrafted, but it's heavy on the engineering side if it's going to be an online marketplace exclusively. So that's what I'm hoping to get help with, the tech part of it.
She's getting some of that assistance through membership in the new USF Student Innovation Incubator. USF student and incubator co-creator Keosha Poole.
The purpose is to spur innovation and entrepreneurship on campus across the different colleges we have. We want to essentially create jobs out of the student ventures we have on campus.
Jobs, she adds, that might not exist otherwise.
Tampa has a lot of students that come to school here, but they end up leaving and going and find jobs somewhere else. It's not because they can't find a job here. It's because they were unable to create a job here.
The incubator tries to foster that creative spirit by offering young business people an inviting place to set up shop for free.
It's very important that they have a quiet space, a space that really supports their entrepreneurial endeavors, and a space to call their own and to build their business from on campus.
The incubator is part of USF Connect, the entrepreneurial arm of USF Research and Innovation. At a recent ribbon cutting, USF Connect specialist Chris Prinzel showed off the incubator.
In this area, we have a conference room area with a television set up to where the entrepreneurs can run presentations. We also have an area over here where the student entrepreneurs can use computer printing facilities right here.
Member companies can access the facility 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and even use the mailing address and phone system as their business's contact information. Certainly a step up from mom and dad's garage. But Keosha Poole says that the incubator is about more than just office space. It's also about using the expertise of USF Connect to provide a guiding hand along the way.
We are establishing a mentor program so that students that come in with their companies will be assigned a industry-specific mentor. That mentor will stay with them throughout the 12 months. We also give them access to subject matter experts if they have technical questions where they need to get some type of expertise.
40 businesses applied for the initial spots in the incubator, with 15 making the cut. Dr. Paul Sandberg, USF's Senior Vice President for Research and Innovation, only wishes they could have approved all of them.
I wish we could give every single student here the opportunity to develop and grow in entrepreneurism, to understand what it is, to help the community, to be involved in the economy, and to create products. Here we have a chance to take that first step and take those that have kind of reached the cream with some really good ideas and help to facilitate their entry into business.
And Karina Becerra is grateful that USF is helping her get her business, Fly Tribes, up off the ground.
They know that a lot of good ideas are coming from young people, or students at least, that are just in that mind frame of solving problems, all types of global problems. So I think it's a really bold idea to give students so much access to resources and so much support, but I think in the end they know it's going to pay off.
Companies interested in joining the USF Student Innovation Incubator have to be owned by current USF students. To see video from the ribbon cutting or for more information, visit our webpage, wusf.org, and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.